Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the most outspoken people in the state, Marlene Lockhart, has the rundown.
And you're not going to want to miss Sam and Paulino's with George Harris. Lively debate coming up.
And on the Power Pundit panel today, John Galtney, Larry Mathias, and Dory Guy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
Here at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, we focus on attracting high-tech companies to Northern Nevada. One vital amenity provided to companies at TRI is a connection to a complete digital fiber network. This gives the ability of unlimited bandwidth and voice services to every business. And what's charged for the installation of this valuable asset? Nothing. Zero. Nada. And that's a pretty good deal. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Pleased to welcome to the program George Harris. He's the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. Pleasure to have you here. Your thoughts on Senator Ensign and his travails?
I think it's time for John to resign. I think that he is becoming the story, and I don't think it's good for the state. Just disappointed. Anybody who's out there saying this is a personal matter and supporting him.
Should resign before there is an investigation that, you know, may or may not prove.
I think that the Republican Party over the last 3 years has just been beaten down by scandals, and I think it would be best for him to resign prior to this happening.
And who do you think Governor Gibbons should appoint in that position?
You know what? I haven't even thought about that. I really haven't thought about that. There's a lot of good people.
Well, there's a nice choice in Dean Heller, or the governor could also appoint himself.
Well, I don't think the governor's going to do that. And Dean Heller would be the obvious choice, but, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it.
But just thinking about it for a moment, Sharon Angle would then be a natural choice in Northern Nevada for CD2.
I haven't thought about it.
Okay, let's talk about the payroll tax and its effects.
Listen, very disappointed in the legislature. The problem with the legislature, as I've said for the last years and years and years, there's too many government employees that work in the legislature. It's time for the people to really understand. Let me tell you what they've done, Sam. They don't understand their unintended consequences. They raise the payroll tax to 2%, okay? Immediately after that, I believe the unemployment...
They didn't raise it to 2%. They raised it to 1.35%.
But it comes out... first of all, there shouldn't be a payroll tax. You shouldn't penalize anybody who's providing jobs. Now... what has happened is that they've raised this payroll tax. There shouldn't be a payroll tax. Now, a lot of people have been laid off. Unemployment went up, raised, I think it was, someone told me, and I don't know if this is correct, like 4.5% since they raised the payroll tax, Okay. So what happened with those people? Those people went from private payrolls to basically the state payroll because now they're on unemployment. It's stupid. It doesn't make sense. And there shouldn't be a payroll tax. All right. Now, what's the other consequence? The other consequence is people, listen, I'm an employer. I employ people. I don't want to fire anyone. I have deferred my pay. I've done tons of cost-cutting moves to make sure that people aren't laid off. But you know what we're forced to do now? We're forced to put people on part-time. And that doesn't help anybody. So the payroll situation is it's just stupid.
George, if you were king of the world and you could develop the kind of public policy in this state that is going to encourage economic growth, that is going to encourage business people like you to risk their sweat, their money, time away from their family to put into a business so we can hire more people, what kind of policies would you recommend the legislature enact in order for that to go on unfettered?
Well, first of all, if I was king of the world, government employees would not be serving in the legislature. And our Constitution says government employees can't serve in the legislature. Okay, that's one. Because I would try to elect more people that have to meet a payroll and more people that understand the economic consequence. I would eliminate the payroll tax. I would go back and really do a long-term reduction in government spending. Because, look, the problem is not taxation. The problem is spending.
Okay, so where are you going to cut the spending?
Please. Wait, I could sit here all day. There's, you know, I mean, that's the famous thing is where are you going to cut?
No, let's take the question a little different vein, because that's kind of something everybody asks. What do you consider the essential services in this state that you would not cut? What's essential?
Well, essential that you can't cut and that you shouldn't cut is anything that has to do, and I mean this, with the roads, because the roads got to be upkept. But look, what I would do as a manager, I would go in and do an overall look. But I can tell you something. You can cut across the board 4% every department across the board. You can cut without, and people are going, oh my God, children are going to start. That's not true. It's nonsensical. Education needs to be looked at, okay? The way they spend money in education, the way they purchase stuff, the state needs to. I mentioned this to you earlier off the air. Look, one of the things we can do immediately to stimulate our own economy without raising tax or is to bring all the business back in the state. Why is the state of Nevada shipping business to the state of Arizona? Why does the county ship business to California?
Are they getting better rates?
Sam, you're not getting better rates, because let me tell you something. Here's the fact. If you have a dollar and you send it to California, that dollar's being turned around in California, not in Nevada. If you spend money, and you know, for a while in these economic times, it might cost the state and the counties more, but it's better to do business here because every dollar that's spent in the state stays in the state, and that is good business for the state. That creates jobs. I don't know why we're spending. Someone told me that the bill collecting process that the state farmed out to Arizona is like $46 million a year, and I don't know if that number's right. This was a person who told me this. That kind of logic is nonsensical.
Okay, let's take a break. More with George Harris. Maybe he'll open up for us when we come back.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He is the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine.
George, your email, you go by GOP George. So, I mean, you are kind of the insider Republican down here in Clark County. And there are two big primary battles that it looks like we're going to have. One in the Senate race with Sue Lauda, Mark Amadei, Sharon Angle, Danny Tarkanian, and then the football team of the rest, and then in the governor's race where you have Montandon, Sandoval, and Gibbons. Can you give us your thoughts on those races?
Well, first of all, someone else is going to get in the governor's race. I don't know who because it's early, but I can tell you that...
And the Republican side?
Oh, sure. Come on, it's a long way till game day. Let's talk about the governor's race. I was on your show and I told you I think Sandoval is going to resign and come in the race, and everybody said, oh, he's nuts. He's not going to give up an appointment. Then Brian came in, and Brian, let me tell you, is a phenomenal guy. But then it's like he goes, let me see if I could take a hammer and smack my hand, and says, I'm not going to sign the tax pledge, and this is a technical thing. And then he said that if he were governor, that he would sign the domestic partnerships. Listen, amongst Republicans, that's a death knell in a Republican primary. And I don't know why he would, other than the arrogance of the people behind him. And one of the people behind him is Ensign's ex-guy, Mike Slanker. I don't think that helps his campaign. And, you know, and Peter Ernott is the overall manager. And I don't know if we want to go back to that, you know, billion-dollar Kenny Gwynn tax hike all over again. Then you have Mike Montandon in the race. I believe, from what I'm being told by my sources, Mitt Romney's going to... probably come in and stump and endorse him. If he does, Montandon's the odds-on guy to take that primary, because, look, we're talking technicalities here, okay? In a Republican primary, the Mormon vote in the state of Nevada is probably, maybe now, it might be as high as 30%. I think it's around 26%. That's a deciding factor in that race. And then you got the governor. I believe there's going to be a special session before the end of the year. I mean, they're going to have to do something. And hopefully during this special session, they'll wake up from their ether and go, why did we put this payroll tax in? Let's just eliminate that so we can create some jobs. And the governor will be steadfast to say no to taxes, and he'll veto any taxes. And I don't count Jim Gibbons out. Because let me tell you something. He's the only politician, honestly, when you think about it. Really think about this. Forget about what the Democrats do or all the others, and they try to, you know, they bring all his personal stuff in or anything else. He's the only guy that said, look, I'm not going to raise your taxes. And he didn't raise your taxes.
Well, it brings up the interesting situation, which is that in a primary, especially in a June primary,
right.
It's going to be the base that goes to vote. It's going to be the most conservative person who comes out of that primary. And with that many people running, it could well end up with the bully pulpit of the governorship. And he's got a very strong messaging now through Dan Burns. I think Dan has done a great job of expressing the voice of the governor.
I think it could be that. I think that I think a great candidate in, and I've said this before, I think a great candidate in the judge might have mortally wounded himself unless he makes some campaign changes. And look, you read the paper in the New York Times. Slanker's name came up in the Ensign thing. If Ensign doesn't resign and that becomes a full-blown investigation and there's hearings, I'm sure you're going to see Slanker's name everywhere. And I don't know, you know, that helps Sandoval.
Now, George, how about in the race against Harry Reid, or in the race to be in the race against Harry Reid, the Republican primary? Who do you see as the favorite? What are the strengths and weaknesses of some of the candidates?
Well, if money's a favorite, Sue's a favorite. That's a given. If confidence and experience and know-how is a favorite, then Mark's a favorite. If shoe leather,
Mark Amadei.
If shoe leather and persistence is a favorite, then Sharon Angle's a favorite. But here's what's going to happen. you're going to have a football team in. And I think in the end, I think in the end, Amade comes out. I don't believe Harry Reid's going back. You and I have had this discussion, and you disagree with me, Sam, but I think that the pendulum is swinging so far against him. And then his son's going to be running for governor. People don't like dynasties.
You saw last week when Senator Reid defended his position on Medicaid, where he was going to bring the money back from Nevada and got a bunch of grief from it on the national level. Aren't you going to see just more and more of that as the publicity machine? They haven't even started the publicity.
But people aren't stupid. He's got $25 million to tell you everything he wants you to hear over and over and over again. The fact of the matter is he can tell you whatever he wants to hear. If we don't create jobs, I don't care what he tells you. You listen, here's the fact. People don't want this national health care. They want jobs. And we can only give them jobs if we go back and we fix very stupid decisions that were made about raising payroll tax and about penalizing people for creating jobs. Okay? This is tough on me. I tell you right now.
That's not Senator Reid on a national level.
Senator Reid on a national and local. Look, Senator Reid was hired by Nevadans. I don't care that he's the majority leader of the United States Senate. He works for me. I hired him. The people of Nevada are going to fire him. The people in Maine and the people in Florida, they don't have anything to say about whether Harry Reid keeps his job or not. The people of Nevada are the ones who are going to make that decision. And he better start thinking about that, because we need to create jobs. We need to put people back to work. Okay, and we can't put people back to work when the philosophy and the thought process of the entire crew on the state level and the national level is, hey, you know what, we can fix this by what? Charging more taxes. We gave banks $700 billion, okay? They haven't done anything with that money. You can't get a loan from a bank. You can't get a line of credit from a bank. I don't care what they tell you. I'll sit and argue all day long because I try to do it every day. And I've been in business my whole life. It's a tough market out there. My job right now, every single day, is to keep the employees I have employed. Okay? And let me tell you, every day gets tougher and tougher and tougher. My entire management team, across the board, 40% pay.
Okay, this is where we're going to leave it. But I think you're absolutely right that it is going to depend on where the economy is next year. And so, Senator Reid, I hope that the economy turns around dramatically, because otherwise that will be a big problem for him. That's where we're going to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you
Thank
on here. Never enough
me.
Time.
Appreciate
we'll be right
it.
Back
Thank
on Nevada Newsmakers after this
Thanks,
time.
Sam. Appreciate it.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Now, there are more ways to say yes. This week, More Furniture for Less says yes to no down payments. Yes to interest-free financing when you take until 2013 to pay. Yes to an instant discount equal to sales tax. Yes to free same-day delivery. And yes to the guaranteed lowest prices on the largest selection of in-stock living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, and more. More ways to say yes. This week only at More Furniture for Less.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. The economist John Galtney is here. Larry Mathias, the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And Dory Guy, vice chair of the Washoe County Democratic Party. Welcome to y'all.
Thank you.
Well, today's the big announcement day. Rory Reid is announcing as the Democratic candidate for governor, and so it looks like we have our players lined up on the Democratic, and Brian Sandoval and Governor Gibbons on the Republican side. John, what do you think it looks like?
Well, I think it'll be an interesting race. All the money in the world the Reids have. All the bad weight seems to reside in the Republican Party right now, so... You know, if I were making odds on this election, I'd give it about a 65-35 kind of approach. It looks to me like the Democrats clearly have an edge in this. Well, if you can raise $25 million, you have an edge. There's no question about it.
Well, Dory, you know, there's been so many reports about Senator Reid's poor polling numbers, and data shows that Reid the younger doesn't hurt his dad, but his dad hurts Reed the Younger. How do the Democrats...
The Democrats feel that it's not going to have any problem as far as the younger Reed is concerned. You know, the name Reed is fine, and they don't feel that there will be a problem.
Let me give you the polling number that I think is the most important today. Campaign cash piling up for Senator Reed. Senator adds $2 million in recent period. He's raised more than $2 million in the last 3 months to add to a campaign fundraising haul of more than $12 million, heading towards $25 million. That's from Benjamin Spillman in the Journal.
Of course, you can ask President John Conley how much that matters. I think for Rory Reed, it is going to be an advantage. But the biggest advantage is he's not going to go through a bruising primary.
Yeah.
And he gets to... I hope he spends his time wisely. The money is less important than to get to know Nevada and Nevada issues. I mean, he's been focused on Clark County issues as the chair of the Clark County Commission. He probably has a pretty good feel for what's going on, who the constituencies are in Clark County. Now he gets the opportunity to introduce himself. His strength is usually in small groups, and he's got the time to be able to do that and to learn more about state government. State government's quite different from Clark County government.
Well, you raise a very good point, because he's been making a lot of trips and having a lot of luncheons with small groups, especially of conservatives,
right,
in northern Nevada, trying to introduce himself. One of the things, now, it came over the computer this morning, a 32-page document from Rory, and what he's saying is the formal launch of his campaign will lay out a plan to lower unemployment and revive the Nevada economy without raising taxes. And he says, everybody advised me not to do what I'm doing. Politics 101 is to say nothing, because if you say nothing, it's hard to argue with it. I think we have daunting problems in our state, and I'm going to fire the starting gun on the debate on how we're going to turn that around. That was also from Ben Spillman in the Review Journal. Is that a dangerous place to be?
No, I think it's smart politics to come out with a plan and have something of substance to discuss. His economic plan, John, you're the economist on the panel. What do you think? Good idea?
Well, yeah, I think it's a reasonably good idea. Everybody's in favor of diversification. Everybody's in favor of reasonable finance, and everybody's in favor of low taxes. It's kind of hard to figure out who's a Republican and who's a Democrat anymore. The real issue here is where the rubber meets the road when the legislature gets together. I saw Razio on TV just the other day say, we have to raise taxes. What happened to the moral leader that Razio had been for years and years on that issue? I guess I'm really, really going to go through in the
which suppose Brian Sandoval or whoever the Republicans settle on for governor have to count on is that sometime in the term of the next governor, the economy will turn around. And that by their second legislative session, they'll be restoring the budget without having to deal with increasing many taxes. But that's a crapshoot. There's no reason to think that Nevada's economy is going to turn around that quickly, or that the state budget is that easily remediable. I mean, in 2003, Kenny Guinn tried to get a real debate over how to realign our revenues with our budget, and largely it failed. And we see the consequences of, for 20 years, our inability to try to get those two sets of state responsibilities together in something that matches. I think it's going to be a challenge for the next governor to finally do that, but it's going to be because we're digging out of a very deep hole.
That's correct. That's what I agree to. I totally agree with you.
Let's go back to the Republican primary, however. You've got Brian Sandoval and now Governor Gibbons. Has Governor Gibbons played this smarter than anybody thinks by carving out this no new tax position and having the very active conservatives on his side potentially and a low turnout? Does Gibbons
I think any educated Nevadan understands where we are financially within our state, and I totally believe that they are aware that somewhere down the line we might have to raise our taxes to compensate for our shortfalls.
Well, but I do think it's interesting, the power of incumbency means that whatever the governor wants to say, he can say, and it's going to get reported on, whether it's a press release or whether it's a statement. And I think that, look at the primary is going to be in June. It's going to be the base that goes and votes.
and he is popular with the base. I mean, everywhere I go where I see the governor.
Yeah. And consistency is rewarded in campaigning. However, as Emerson said, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds.
And that's where we got to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada News Vegas after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool. So smooth. And it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, four large and four small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait! Call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, two Smooth Away sets and $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
And coming up tomorrow, top lobbyist Jim Wadhams.
We'll see you then.